The Mysterious World of Bees. Bees are amazing creatures. They are small insects, but they are very important to our world. Bees help flowers grow, give us honey, and work very hard every day. Let's learn about the mysterious and wonderful world of bees. What do bees look like? Bees are small insects with 6 legs, 2 wings, and 2 big eyes. They have black and yellow stripes on their bodies. Bees are often fuzzy because they have tiny hairs all over. The hair helps them collect pollen from flowers. Bees look similar to wasps, but they are not the same. Bees are usually gentle, and they only sting when they feel scared or when their home is in danger. Where do bees live? Bees live in many different places. Some bees live in trees, some live underground, and some even live inside walls. But most bees live in a special place called a beehive. A beehive can be in a hollow tree or a wooden box made by people. Inside the hive, bees build honeycombs. A honeycomb is made of many small hexagon-shaped cells. Bees make these cells with a sticky substance called wax. The honeycomb is where bees store honey and raise their baby bees. The different types of bees. In the beehive, there are 3 types of bees: the queen bee, the worker bees, and the drone bees. Each type of bee has a special job. The queen bee. The queen bee is the largest bee in the hive. There is only 1 queen bee in each hive. Her job is very important. She lays eggs, which will become new bees. The queen bee can lay up to 2,000 eggs in 1 day. The queen does not collect pollen or make honey. The worker bees take care of her. The worker bees. The worker bees are female bees, and they do all the hard work in the hive. They collect nectar and pollen from flowers, make honey, build the honeycomb, and take care of the baby bees. Worker bees are the smallest bees, but they are very busy and important. A worker bee usually lives for about 6 weeks. The drone bees. The drone bees are male bees. Their job is to mate with the queen bee so she can lay eggs. Drones do not collect nectar or make honey. They do not have stingers, so they cannot protect the hive. After mating, the drones die. There are only a few drones in the hive. How do bees make honey? Bees make honey from nectar, a sweet liquid found in flowers. When a bee finds a flower, it uses its long tongue to drink the nectar. The bee stores the nectar in a special stomach called the honey stomach. The bee then flies back to the hive and passes the nectar to another worker bee. The worker bee chews the nectar for a long time. During this process, the nectar becomes thicker and sweeter. This thick liquid is honey. The bees then store the honey in the honeycomb cells. They cover the cells with wax to keep the honey safe. Honey is food for the bees. They eat it when there are no flowers, especially in winter. The bee dance. Bees have a special way of talking to each other. They cannot speak like humans, but they can dance. When a bee finds a good place with lots of flowers, it flies back to the hive and does a waggle dance. The bee moves its body in a special way to tell the other bees where the flowers are. The waggle dance shows the direction and distance of the flowers. This is how bees help each other find food. Why are bees important? Bees are very important for our planet. They help plants and flowers grow. When bees collect nectar from flowers, they also collect pollen. Pollen sticks to the bee's body and falls off onto other flowers. This process is called pollination. Pollination helps plants make fruits and seeds. Without bees, many plants, fruits, and vegetables would not grow. Bees help us have apples, strawberries, almonds, and many other foods. Bees also give us honey, which is a sweet treat. Honey is healthy and full of vitamins. People use honey in tea, on toast, and in many recipes. Honey can also help with a sore throat. In the past, people used honey as medicine. The danger to bees? Today, bees are in trouble. Many bees are dying because of pesticides, pollution, and climate change. Pesticides are chemicals that people use to kill insects on plants. These chemicals can also hurt bees. Pollution from cars and factories makes the air dirty and is not good for bees. Climate change is causing the weather to change quickly, making it hard for bees to find food. When there are fewer bees, there is less pollination. This means fewer flowers, fruits, and vegetables. How can we help bees? There are many ways we can help bees. Here are some simple things you can do. Plant flowers. Bees love flowers. You can plant flowers like sunflowers, lavender, and daisies. These flowers give bees nectar and pollen. Don't use pesticides. Try not to use chemicals in your garden. If you must use something, choose natural products that are safe for bees. Make a bee bath. Bees need water to drink. You can put a small bowl of water in your garden with stones or sticks inside. The stones give the bees a place to sit while they drink water. Build a bee hotel. Some bees live alone and do not make hives. You can build a small bee hotel with pieces of wood. This gives bees a safe place to rest. Fun facts about bees. Here are some fun facts about bees. 1. Bees can fly up to 15 miles per hour. 2. A single bee makes only about 1 teaspoon of honey in its whole life. 3. Bees have 5 eyes. They have 2 big eyes and 3 small eyes on top of their head. 4. Bees can see colors. They love blue and purple flowers the most. 5. There are over 20,000 types of bees in the world. The life of a bee. A bee's life is short, but it is full of work. Worker bees only live for about 6 weeks. During this time, they collect nectar, make honey, and help take care of the hive. The queen bee can live for a few years. She is the mother of all the bees in the hive. Drones live for only a few months. Their job is to mate with the queen, and then they die. Bees work together as a team. They help each other and take care of the hive. This teamwork helps them survive. Bees are small but very strong because they work together. Conclusion: bees are tiny but very important. They help plants grow, make honey, and keep our world beautiful. We need to take care of bees because they take care of us. By planting flowers, using fewer chemicals, and creating safe spaces for bees, we can help protect these amazing insects. Remember, a world without bees would be a world without many of the foods and flowers we love. So next time you see a bee, do not be afraid. Instead, say thank you for all the hard work it does. Bees are our friends, and they make our world a better place.